Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Hello. I'm so glad you tuned in today. I want to talk about something that affects every one of us. Staying positive. With all the negativity in the world today, it can be so easy to get dragged down in it. We turn on the news and we hear one bad story after another. We log into social media and we see angry arguments and mudslinging. Everywhere we look, it feels like there's something or someone trying to steal our joy and our optimism. But we don't have to give in to all that negativity. We have a choice. We can focus on the good in the world, feed the positive thoughts in our hearts, and spread positivity to people around us. The Bible tells us whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. In Philippians chapter 4. When we fill our minds with good stuff, it's saying, it pushes out the negative thoughts. This doesn't mean we ignore our problems or we pretend like everything is perfect, but it might mean we approach challenges in a different way, a positive way. We look for solutions when a problem comes along instead of just complaining. We build other people up instead of tearing them down. We turn on the light instead of complaining about the darkness. In Colossians chapter 3, the scriptures say, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful." When peace fills our hearts, gratitude happens. And it's hard to be negative when your heart is full of gratitude and thankfulness. Being positive takes practice. It's easy to fall into negative ways of thinking. But we can teach our minds through prayer, meditation, reading uplifting books, listening to positive music, surrounding ourselves with positive people. If you want to live a positive life, you have to make it happen. Staying positive also means speaking life over yourself every day. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, don't listen to that voice of doubt in your head. Remind yourself daily, I am loved. I have a purpose. My future is bright. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. You are not defined by your mistakes or the things that you fail at. You are defined by God's perfect love for you." So today, I want to challenge you to spread more positivity. Compliment people. Smile at strangers. Post encouraging things on social media. Leave positive reviews for businesses. Write handwritten notes to people you love. Let your words uplift and empower other people. Ephesians tells us that we are children of light. So be a ray of light in somebody's life today. Staying positive is a choice that we make each day. It's choosing faith over fear, hope over despair, optimism over cynicism and negative thoughts. It's believing that light is more powerful than darkness, that love conquers all. When we open our hearts to God's joy and peace, it spreads through our lives and touches other people. Let's choose to stay positive and change the world with our hope-filled hearts. I know it's not always easy to stay positive. Some of you may be going through some difficult struggles right now. Health issues or financial problems or relationship conflicts, grief. I want you to know your pain matters. God cares deeply about what you're going through. Psalm 34, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Bring your heartache to the Lord. Let His comfort and peace carry you through. For those in the middle of hardship, I encourage you to take things one day at a time. Focus on getting through today. Jesus said, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has trouble of its own." When we focus too much on the future, it can be overwhelming. So stay positive. Trust God to handle what comes your way. We all have a choice, to give in to negativity or to walk in the light. The Bible says, "Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." We're not alone in this journey. We have a cloud of witnesses cheering us on, including God Himself, With their help, we can throw out negativity and keep going with hopeful hearts. So let's encourage one another, build each other up, spread positivity wherever you go. The world needs the light that only you can bring. Stay positive, friends, and keep shining bright.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best-kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.